My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for being with me. This is the show Never Heard That. Now, I admit that this is crazy. Most will wonder how anyone could include the Beatles, the world's most famous band, on a podcast called Never Heard That. It is a fair question and one which I will attempt to answer. The focus for today is going to be on the song Blue Jay Way from their late 1967 album Magical Mystery Tour. For me, there were four distinct sections to the band's career. Section 1 is the short pop song period, which included the albums Please Please Me from 1963, With the Beatles, also from 1963, A Hard Day's Night, 1964, and Beatles for Sale, which is also from 1964. This, of course, is the section that started the world's love affair with the band. Section 2, what I call the musical sophistication transition period, which included albums Help from 1965, Rubber Soul also from 1965, and Revolver from 1966, where the complexity to the songs they were writing really started to develop, and the world wanted to come on that journey with them. Section 3, which I call the extraordinary experimentation period, which included the albums Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band from 1967, Magical Mystery Tour, also from 1967, The Beatles, or otherwise known as The White Album, from 1968, and we'll also include the Yellow Submarine soundtrack album from 1969. Then there is Section 4, which I will call the That Will Do period, where they used all they had learnt throughout their career to release the albums Abbey Road in 1969 and Let It Be in 1970. Like most of the rest of the world, I am a massive Beatles fan. It seems astonishing that they were able to write and record so much material of such remarkable quality, also over a relatively short period of time. I love period two, where they were really starting to expand their wings, but for me that third period was beyond remarkable. I find it almost impossible not to like all the songs off every one of those albums. It further amazes me that through that period they were effectively pioneering a new style of music with each new song they wrote. A great quote I heard on the radio by a comedian many years ago after he had played the Beatles song Happy Birthday has stayed with me, as I think it is a perfect description of them. He said in a self-deprecating way after the song ended, "I don't know what is wrong with that band. Any self-respecting 90s band could have turned that song into at least five different songs." The Magical Mystery Tour was conceived to be a Beatles movie with a soundtrack. It was one of the few times when the band received negative press. This was for the movie itself, which was difficult to watch. The soundtrack, which included songs that were not on the movie, however, received unanimous praise. Some of their most well-known tracks appear on this album. Tracks like I Am the Walrus, All You Need Is Love, Strawberry Fields, and Penny Lane, just to name a few. The rest of the tracks on the album are excellent too. I decided to choose one of these because I think that not many people will know them or will only have a fleeting knowledge of them. The song Blue Jay Way, a George Harrison composition, was named after a street in the Hollywood Hills of Los Angeles, where Harrison stayed in August 1967, and is about Harrison struggling to stay awake after the flight from London to Los Angeles while waiting for Beatles publicist Derek Taylor. Getting all technical, the composition is a rare example of the Lydian mode being used in pop music, a specific seven-tone musical scale which differs to that normally used. It is also seen as the last time that Harrison was to emphasize psychedelia, placing his and the Beatles' future focus onto transcendental meditation. So, just one of an endless supply of stories about a band like no other. This is the Beatles and the song Blue Jay Way from their late 1967 album Magical Mystery Tour.
There's a fog upon